West Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
And Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the Wester Hotline. Good Friday morning to you, Coach. Glad to talk to you again.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Sal.
All right, Coach, let's start off with the injury report. We'll get to that right away. And, of course, this is the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. You've had a lot of guys listed, a couple DMPs, including Terrell Bernard, who's missed for a couple different reasons this week. So if you can give us, you know, what you have the latest there.
Yeah, we'll rule out Terrell Bernard. He'll be out for the game, as will Dwayne Carter and then Curtis Samuel as well.
Okay, Coach, and as far as today is concerned, practicing, do you anticipate everybody being available to practice today and anything on that front besides those guys?
Outside of those three, everyone will practice in some capacity today.
Okay. Coach, on injuries, I know long-term, and I know, you know, we see Matt Milano on the sidelines. I get asked a lot about his rehab. Just from your perspective, you see Matt around the building. How's everything going with Matt when you see him there and being around the team and, you know, just kind of what it's been looking like to have him around?
Yeah, he's been great to have around. He really has. You know, watching him go through his situation last year, very impressed by that and his process day to day. Same thing this year, unfortunately, in some ways, right? But his process is top shelf. His leadership has grown even through last year and then this year again. His influence, he's trying to do the best that he can and you know, while not being out there. So we're hoping to get him back. It's just a matter of when at this point.
Coach, you've had some slow starts, including last week. I know you've been asked about it a little bit, but you know what can you do to kind of figure it out? You know, because there's obviously play better early in the game, execution. But is there anything you can kind of do with the process? Is that something you think about? Is that something you look at with your staff, your analytics staff, anything, whether it's during the week, pregame, or the start of the game?
We definitely do. You know, we kind of scour it the best we can in all those areas that you mentioned and beyond. And, you know, so listen, like I've said before, give some credit to the opponent. They're out there playing as well and want to get off to a good start also. So, but certainly some things we can work on there.
Last week, Amari Cooper, I mean, right away makes an impact for your team, has a nice game, catches that touchdown pass. Josh Allen goes back to him after things didn't go so much his way on that first drive. What did it mean for you guys to have Amari as part of your team and making an impact right away like that?
Yeah, he makes us better. He does. And he's a good football player. He'll add to our mix and our balance offensively as well across the board.
And then, obviously, you know, he played, what, 19 snaps last week, 35%. As this goes along and people anticipate him playing more, you've gotten to know him a little bit. You know, just tell us a little bit about him kind of learning the playbook and what we learned last week, staying late, and the process of making sure that everything's kind of on track for him to kind of ramp up a little bit more each week.
No, he's a pro, and usually when you make it this far in one's career, you're doing something right, and that goes back to the process, as you mentioned, and willingness to put in more time, and I think that work ethic is a part of the reason why he's been in the league and been as successful as he's been over the years, and so you know, that's going to continue as we move forward here, and you know, we're anxious to see. And excited to see where that leads us this week and on into the future weeks here.
Keon Coleman had his first 100-yard game as a pro last week, and then he was named AFC Offensive Rookie of the Week. What did you see from the rookie last week in his game?
Well, he trusted the process. Again, not to use that word, overuse that word or phrase, but you know, didn't have as much of the touches early in the game, but he stuck with it, which is important from a mindset standpoint. And a young player, that's hard to do when you're used to being the guy. And then he really came through for us in the fourth quarter there in particular.
And then on the defensive side, one guy I want to ask you about is Greg Rousseau. He had 6 quarterback hits last week, and they didn't translate to sacks. He did have the one, right? But, you know, you're getting numbers there. You're affecting the quarterback. They were running a lot of quick game, right? They were just getting the ball out of hands quickly. As a defensive coach yourself, a guy who's been there, is it tough to preach to stay patient, don't overdo it when you know you're impacting the play, but maybe the sacks aren't there because you're still impacting the quarterback in some way?
It is, and you know, perseverance is a series of short windows, if you will, and that's what you really have to do when you're rushing the quarterback. It's one play after another. sometimes you reap the benefits of your work and technique, and sometimes you don't, but you got to stay with it through the course of the game and the same way through the course of a season.
All right, Coach, let's talk about your opponent this week, the Seattle Seahawks. You have not been to Seattle as a head coach yet of the Buffalo Bills. I did look. The last time you were there was the defensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers back in 2016. Tell us a little bit about the environment and the challenges playing in Seattle can pose.
Well, it's a tough environment, just like it is here for opponents when they come to Buffalo. And so that's an added part of the challenge as we go out there against a good football team and a team that's well coached as well. And this will be a challenge for us. It's one that we're looking forward to. And again, they've got a good football team.
Geno Smith leads the league in passing yards. What do you see from the veteran quarterback who's really resurrected his career?
Wow, he has. It's been some years since we've faced him. A ton of respect for his game and the way he's developed his game over the years, in particular of late. Looks very comfortable in their system and does a great job. I think they're the number one ranked passing offense in the league.
And then, of course, on the other side of the ball, Coach Mike McDonald, a fantastic young defensive coach. I know from you coaching on that side of the ball how much respect you must have for him from what he's been able to do.
Yeah, a ton of respect for Coach there and what he's done and how he's gotten to this position that he's in. And, he was around Coach Harbaugh, who I've spent a number of years around in Philadelphia years ago. And so there's some similarities there in terms of some of the influences and who John learned from and then who I've learned from as well over the years.